Mr. Manuel Mendoza, Mendoza. Today's date 5. He was born 3/22/53. This is a 71-year-old gentleman, rather confused, oriented times person and place only. He lives here in Houston on Southhurst, Southhurst, period. And the paragraph is in the process of getting married to a lady who's much younger than he is, and she says, he says she's going to take care of him, period. He suffers from Parkinsonism. Suffers from Parkinsonism, hypertension, hypothyroidism, and hyperlipidemia, period. He also takes carbidopa, levodopa, 2550, TID, amlodipine, 10 milligram once a day, lisinopril, 40 milligram a day, levothyroxine, 50 microgram a day, Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, and also takes Viagra, 50 milligram a day, period. He's also on aspirin, 81 milligram a day, recently finished the course of Augmentin, Baclofen, 25 milligram TID, and recently was started on insulin. The dose is not known last week because his blood sugars continue to be out of control, period. He also suffers from diabetes and diabetic neuropathy causing his symptoms of pain and difficulty with walking, period. He's been in a wheelchair for the past at least 7 or 8 years. He was able to stand up and help with movement, but no longer able to do that because of his worsening Parkinsonism. His fiancée, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, tells me that he's having a hard time swallowing. He's lost weight. He's become much weaker, and he chokes every time he eats, period. Social, he does smoke. He doesn't drink. He's a truck driver, has two older girls, has been widowed for 11 years, now fixing to get married to Terry. He also has terrible teeth. Medication, I reviewed medical problems as above. Allergy, penicillin, effectual. COVID immunization is up to date. Mom died of metastatic cancer, doesn't know where the origin was, and dad died of the same thing, period. New paragraph, a review of system, difficulty walking. He had a hydraulic accident years ago, which made him weak, but he was able to walk, weak in his lower extremity, but he was able to walk since 4 or 5 years ago when he was struck with one stroke after another. They told him it was because of his diabetes, most likely lacunar stroke, period. In the paragraph, he also has blindness, hence the need for getting married and have Terry take care of him, he tells me, period. In the paragraph, along with his folks, he has end-stage Parkinsonism despite being on medication. He doesn't take his medication regularly because he says they have too many side effects, period. New paragraph. He has no nausea, decreased appetite. He has issues with tremors related to his end-stage Parkinsonism and has had an overall change in his condition with the weakness, aspiration, recurrent strokes, weight loss. Yeah, now becoming bowel and bladder incontinent, wearing a diaper, and requires help with all ADL. Spending about most of the day in his wheelchair, and requires two people to help him from wheelchair to bed, which he thinks his future wife can do, but I believe he's going to need provider services, period. Vital signs, 150 over 99, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, a febrile, or two sides, 94%. Heart pulse is positive to the lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no JBD skin, shows no rash, no logical. Patient has weak lower extremity. Their tremors consistent with Parkinsonism and Parkinsonism face. He's no longer able to walk. Because of his advanced Parkinsonism, he has choking spells and aspiration syndrome ongoing, period. New paragraph here, we have a 71-year-old gentleman originally from Houston, Texas, a truck driver, been widowed for 11 years. Because of his blindness, diabetic neuropathy, and multiple strokes, he's now become wheelchair-bound. Also has end-stage Parkinsonism, which is causing a lot of issues and problems with movement, period. New paragraph, he has lost weight. He has issues with aspiration, both related to Parkinson's as well as his multiple strokes, period. New paragraph, his diabetes has caused severe neuropathy in the lower extremity and blindness, period. New paragraph, patient is full assist, requires help with all ADL, and having issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, period. New paragraph, he has increased tremors and Parkinsonism facies because he doesn't want to take his medications anymore because of side effects and wants to be kept comfortable, he tells me, period. New paragraph, he was recently started on insulin and had been on insulin before. He doesn't know exactly what kind. They're going to deliver it to him soon, but he says that his blood sugar has been labile. It goes from 70 to 300 in a matter of hours. Per Terry, his fiance, period. The abnormal blood test and the brittle/labile diabetes is also responsible for his numerous lacunar, L-A-C-U-N-A-R strokes and the cause of his blindness. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Mr. Mendoza, who has chosen palliative care and end-of-life care at home and no longer wants to go back and forth to the hospital. Thank you.